The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Back with another edition of the Arrowhead Pride interview series. Pete Sweeney, the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com and 610 Sports Radio. And we'd like to welcome on a very special guest, tight end Travis Kelce, coming off a big win over the Cleveland Browns, the 2 touchdowns, the 76 yards. Travis, want to get this out of the way. I know, and I'm sure you're very happy, and we're very happy that Tide reached out to us. You got a great partnership with them this season. What's going on with you and Tide?
Oh, yeah. Well, just trying to impact the world and the planet in the right way, man. I'm teaming up with Tide in the NFL to encourage everybody to turn to cold. That's right. You're going to save on your energy bill, not only save the heat and everything from, or the hot water, but you're actually saving money on your energy bill, and you're doing the right thing for the planet. One of the fun things that I'm doing with Tide is I'm actually the voice of a washer machine. That's right. You heard it right. Everybody, if you go to Tide.com and pledge to turn to cold, you will actually enter for a chance to win this washing machine, where you'll hear me hype you up every time you turn it to cold.
That's special. I need to know more about the washing machine before we move on to other things. So you did Moonbase 8. This is a new role for you, then.
Yes, Moonbase 8 was fun, man. It was an absolute blast. I mean, you, John C. Riley, Fred Amerson, those guys were unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable. Tim Heidecker, they every single one of them had their own personality and who they were, but they all meshed so well. You could see they were friends off camera, which made their interactions on camera so much better. And they were just true professionals, man. They helped me feel comfortable in a world where I did not feel too comfortable. It's probably the first time I was really shy on camera, man.
I want to go from this Moonbase 8 wash machine conversation, turn it back a little bit to the day after the Super Bowl and get to the beginning of your offseason, this past offseason. You disappeared for a while. Suddenly you appeared on NFL Live on ESPN, and I'm like, oh, finally we get to see Travis Kelce. But yeah, we've seen you at off seasons before where you're active on social media, you are popping on interviews here and there. This was a little bit of a different offseason for you. Where did you go, first of all, and how did you go through that process of getting over that loss?
Well, the biggest thing is I didn't want to let anybody think different. You know, I was embarrassed by that loss. You know, I didn't want anybody to think that I just, you know, moved on and life is good and all gravy, baby. And it wasn't. You know, I was very pissed off at myself and how I went out there and played in the biggest stage in the world. And, you know, I take that to heart, and I immediately turned it into motivation, into working harder and getting better at the game of football. And, you know, that's where we're at right now. You know, it was an off season of that, a lot of fire right here in the pit of my heart right now that I got to keep showing the world that we are who everyone thinks we are. And that's a dominant force on the football field.
We did get to see you on ESPN again last night, ESPN2 with the Manning brothers. What did you enjoy about that? And let's be conservative or liberal, whatever you want to call it. Let's say 15 years down the line, is that something maybe that you might want to get into post career?
I mean, Peyton and Eli made it feel easy, made it feel like it was it wasn't work, man. So if it feels like that, I can definitely see myself getting into it. But those guys, like I said, they make it look easy. They're so professional and just so used to being themselves on camera. And they're easy going with the media and all that. It's just it was cool, and it was a fun experience to jump on there and just talk to them about football and kind of hear some of their in and outs on the game and what made them so great.
At one point, you thought you were playing the Chargers next week. Is this something where Travis Kelce in season is just so locked in day by day that you kind of just go one thing at a time? You just try to win that day. What went into that?
I think I always Monday is our off day, so I always take 24 hours to just enjoy the win before I get on to anything else. I think that break is much needed. Now and then you're going to have to get into the facility right after a game and get in the recovery room, get in the ice tubs when the body isn't feeling great. But I was feeling pretty good, so I just, you know, I was enjoying the win. And when they asked me who we played next week, I just had a brain fart, man. I knew we played the Chargers early. I knew we played Baltimore early. But I couldn't put together the fact that he was asking me the question because we played the Ravens next week.
And hey, that's okay. Yeah, I freeze
right
up.
Over my head.
We all freeze up sometimes. I want to ask you about the American Century Golf Tournament. And man, we ask you ad nauseum. You probably get sick of it about your relationship with Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going to ask you in another direction. What was it like to play with Justin Timberlake and get to know
JT, man, the Tennessee kid, baby? I'll tell you what, man, I've been such a fan of JT and just an admirer of his approach at life. You know, he always seems to be, you know, backing and helping the right people or doing the right things. And then on top of that, he's making fire music every single time he drops an album. So I was lucky enough to see him live in concert out in LA a few years ago and got to meet him through the American Century and going and seeing him in concert. And it's just been a cool relationship built over the years through me just appreciating who he is and me being grown up now and him actually seeing me do some things that he can appreciate. So, but nothing but a whole bunch of fun on that golf course, man.
It's gotta be a wild life. I know that like your boy Lefko got into it playing beer pong with Post Malone and now getting to golf with Justin Timberlake. It's gotta be, I'm sure, pretty surreal. I mean, you are obviously very, very talented at your craft. Does that ever become normal that you're getting to interact with some of these people that you thought maybe you would never interact with as you were growing up?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I think it's mostly at the American Century. I mean, you can go down a list of guys that I admired throughout the 90s in all sports because I literally played all sport. I met Mike Modano, a Dallas Stars, absolute all-star in the NHL for years and years. And I remember admiring him when I was younger and I had a Modano jersey growing up just because I loved hockey and he was one of the best players in the league. And meeting him out there for the first time was awesome. So you can throw Charles Barkley into that mix too. I used to tell everybody on my street my name was Charles instead of Travis just because I loved his name and I appreciated how Barkley played the game.
Yeah, he gets associated with golf a little bit and how he's been working on this game for years and years. How's your game? I know Pat is pretty good, and I know Justin Timberlake actually is pretty good. So how did you fit in there?
Working progress. I wasn't those two were dropping some birdies and were playing par golf. I was struggling. If you noticed their numbers were red, or I forget which way. One number was red and one number was black, and my number was not the color that you wanted to be in. So it's a work in progress, but at the same time, I go out there and I just have fun, man. I enjoy being out there on the course and just having the leisure of being around good people and playing a little game.
Y'all changed centers this past offseason, going from Ryder to the draft pick Creed Humphrey. At any point, did you talk to your brother and think that there'd be a possibility with what was going on in Philadelphia with you guys linking up and him maybe coming over to here to Kansas City and see if you guys could play together as pros? Has that ever come up between you guys?
Oh, man. I know I dream about it. I don't know if he ever, you know, thinks that, oh, let me leave this Philly market that I've loved and adorned ever since I got into the league and how they've accepted my brother and being, you know, that poster child of who Philadelphia really is, you know, that brotherly love city. I think he embodies that city perfectly. So I don't know if he's ever thought about coming to Kansas City, but I know I've always had it in the back of my mind that I wanted to play with him in the National Football League, knowing that we played in high school together and in college together. So it crossed my mind, but I mean, he's a hard guy to let go. I don't know if you saw the game this past weekend they had against the Falcons, but he was out there bulldozing through some guys and then running around like he was 25 all over again.
I like Jalen. I think Jalen is probably an underrated talent, so he's in good shape there. You guys are two of the talented brothers in the NFL. And what's unique here, and this is crazy, but you both have had, I would say, outrageous Super Bowl speeches. What is the conversation like as you talk about him in his Sultan outfit and you in your championship belt as you're talking? Who do you feel did the better job with their Super Bowl championship speech?
I'll give it to Jason. I'll give it to that. Mine got a lot more hype than it probably should have. I mean, don't get me wrong. I went up there and gave it my all and had some fun on the mic. Probably threw around a few words I shouldn't have. But it was a blast being up there in front of Kansas City when I did it. So I don't hold anything back or I don't regret it at all. But I do think that what my brother did on that stage that day was pretty legendary with the outfit and then the way he spoke to Philadelphia and embodied the city and got everybody to rally behind him. That was a pretty special moment. I remember watching it and I was just in tears of joy and happiness. And I was laughing at the entire time because I've seen a speech like that out of Jason a few times. And they always take your breath away and make you get you fired up.
What was cool about yours is Andy Reid always talks about you guys and constantly gives credit elsewhere. And you made sure to mention that he's been waiting 20 years for this, something that he would never say. And so I thought that was really cool to kind of allude in what Andy Reid meant to the team.
Man, what a guy, man. We hit for when he got to Kansas City, this place immediately got better. You know, it starts with a leader up top, right? To be able to bring in somebody that has a support system to be able to lead men and women into the right direction and motivate women, our men and women in the right direction. And it's just, you know, it's a very cool experience to be with such a great coach, knowing that he's done so much for my ability on the field and how I've progressed in my career. And then every single week, dialing up plays that put me in the best situation to have success. So it's just, I'm always appreciative of the big guy and really all of my coaches in that matter.
Talking up with Chiefs tight end, Travis Kelce, a couple of things I want to mention here, 87 and running is your foundation. And I want to get to this final question with True Colors. I know you launched it, I believe it was 2019. Yeah. What's the latest with, if anything, you want to say about 87 running and then the clothing line, True Colors?
Yeah, please follow me, Killer Trav, on Instagram. You'll easily find both my foundation and the website for 87 True Colors. That's TRU and colors with a K. It's my personal brand that I've been able to push, knowing that, you know, as much dividing as there is in this world, I want to make sure that everybody appreciates someone else's colors, you know, somebody else's, you know, culture and where they come from and who they are and who their family is. That's something that I've always pushed. I've always been appreciative of. And while I do that, why not make some fun clothes for everybody to wear while they do that? So it's definitely the next drop is coming up within the next month or two. And to follow all of that, you can go to truecolors.com or just follow us on Instagram.
Quick follow-up to that. Patrick Mahomes came out with that sneaker. It's like that neon green type of thing. Is there a Travis Kelce sneaker coming out anytime soon?
Well, I did recently just do a collab with Nike for their Nike. I think it's Nike by You now. It used to be Nike ID, but it's Nike by You. It's the customize your own shoe. And I teamed up with them on the Blazers, the old 77 Blazers, the classic silhouette from years ago. And I made some fun designs with actually a young lady from Operation Breakthrough. A young girl from Operation Breakthrough and we collabed on some stuff and had some fun making some cool sneakers.
All right, we're up against it with Travis Kelce. Wanted to give you one more opportunity to speak about the Tide partnership. When can we start to see potentially you as a washing machine?
Well, you can go on Tide.com and pledge to turn to cold. And when you pledge to turn to cold, you enter for a chance to win a washer machine where you'll hear my voiceover and other NFL greats and other NFL players throughout the league. But it's just a fun way to wash your clothes. Just make sure you turn to cold, save your energy bill, and save this planet, man.
I know there's a lot of people in Kansas City and Cleveland Heights that want a wash machine like that. So Travis Kelce joining Pete Sweeney here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. Thank you.
All right, Pete.